We're holding with Simchot Aleches by Simchot Dalet. The Sugya of Beis HaStorim. We have Gemara Kedushin on the Chafei that brings down Rachatz Besoy B'mayim. Besoy is Mavroi, is external. Therefore, all going inside the mikvah, Katit is the only Mavroi that's external. Here we have Gemara that some Chavon Beis in Nido. The Gemara that says, Rabbah says, the Oilim is to teach people to have Beisoy. You have to wash out the grease and crevices, the holes, the ears, the different bases of storm you have to clean out before you go inside the mikvah. Says Gemara, why? Gam, we do not need to have water going there physically. However, we need to have way the bias mayim. As Abzai says, the Gemara brings down the maestro of Shekhosu Sherebi. She came out of the mikvah, she had a bone stuck inside her teeth. Rebbe told her to have to go back to the mikvah. I mean, even though we do not need physically the water to go there, as Gemara Kedushin says, we have to be right to the water to go there. The Pesachet Shuv over here brings down the Noidi Behuda. There's clearly there are three levels in the Gehech to a person. There's a level that's Mokum Ugula, a level of Mokum Uchusa, based on Storim, there's Mokum Balua, that's inside. Therefore, what comes out, if it's Mokum Ugula, the water physically has to get there. The Mokum based on Storim, then there has to be way for the water to get there. A Mokum Balua that's all the way inside, you need nothing. Not need side of the water to get there, not even way for the water to get there. Now this idea that you have to have royal BS mind, come on, show you, is that in the Rabbanon or in the Raisa? And the Abi Staff Kamino will be all these chuvas discussing how to start off the Shiloh to get it, how to be applied practically when it came to a Sophic. So Tosfos in numerous places in Kedushin and in Sukkah and in Menachos and Chulin and Lido, he says the fact that Pasuk says Barachatz as Kol Besari, the word Kol means even Beis HaStorim. And therefore, it's a case of a deraisa. The Zichron Yosef brought down a couple of times the Simon, the Pesach Shuvah. When he's discussing his halacha, he says the halacha is a get of a deraisa like Tosfos. The Kor Chayim, the Shuvah Mahava, the words of Orcha Shulchan, Mikol Rishonim is Mashma, not like the Abois of the Ritva. And therefore, it's a din deraisa. Moshe goes to get of a deraisa of Bosner. At Sana Sheni, the Ritva brings down from his Abois of, sounds like it's through all. Their band brings down also in Kedushin. They say, no, the Maestro, we have a Pasuk, we have a Basar, we have a Roy, only external. And Koroi the Bila is only Dindu Rabban over here. And therefore, the Behuda brought down by a Simon, look inside the Shuvah, he's starting off as a Gedev of Rabban over here. And the Siva says it's a Rabban, that's three, others say it's a Rabban. Come on, the Pesach Shuvah, he brings down side the Zichron Yotiv and side the Nadi Behuda, he also brings down the Sam Sefer inside. Sam Sefer comes along and says, it's Machloikis. And therefore, Mitzaraf the Shito. Deva comes out among the swarm, sounds like Machlokes to struggle what to go do. And they seem to go with Malach, like some Sefer, Yesh V'Yesh, and to Mitzaref the idea that they're abundant to Yemekel, but you have to realize also be a Chash of a Dereis over here. Why should it be a case of abundant? Why do you Machm over here? So the Rishonim, the Rabban, the Rashba have two separate reasons. The reason why Rabban says, can negate the Sugya of Tumo, my sin is Shava. True, we have a special passage to be made it by the case of going inside the Mikvah, but Tumo and Shava. The way how the that's Ramban, the way the Rashba says over, people might make a mistake. What is Mokum Ugula? What's Beis HaStorim? So people should not make a mistake. Machmir even the case of Beis HaStorim. So I'm fine. So myself, we have the law clearly that side of Ramon, the Raisa, that Beis HaStorim has to be royal the Bilas mind. Now what is Beis HaStorim? You have the Chalal of the eye, you have the Chalal of the mouth, you have Eis HaMokum, you have the Chalal of the ear, you have the Chalal of the nose. Just to focus on the two of them, other ones get back to different times. You get to the chlal of the eye in the mouth. First, you get to the eye before you get the contact lenses. We read the swarm a few years ago discussing a case of a prosthetic eye device. Basically, you have a fake eye, you have a glass eye over there. So, a couple of the place came and they say to take out the eye to go to the mikvah is not that simple. It's very hard. So, the question was, can the Isha go to the mikvah with his eye that's not part of a body connected inside the eye over here? So Pesachim might all make over four or five different reasons, and then Nafkamina had out other cases. One interesting shayla to get involved with, that obviously the inside of your eye is Toichanayim, is Mokum that's below Batsam. But when the eye is not there, it's a Mokum based on Starim. So how do you look at the Chalal of the eye? Is the Chalal of the eye, you look at the Min of people, the Chalal of the eye according to people is a Mokum that's below over here, there's no problem. Or you look at this person, it's a Mokum that's the base of storm over here. So that's better than a Shalom Gemara and Chulin, the gate to Behemoth. The Gemara has a taker over there. The Shalom is the same thing to get to a person. A lot of places want tiny to take them. Maybe a jabonik could be makel over here. It's a makom blur. Maybe an animal is different in the case of a person. That's one reason we makel if it's a makom blur. A second reason we makel, we know the loch of noi. But you have it, take it out. Having an eye there is much nicer than not having an eye there. Now, worse is the case of false eyelashes or false nails. We mat them to the sugi of noi. A third reason, people are not makbid. They want to leave the la'ilam forever. Also be not a bayan chatzitza. A fourth reason, Moshe is a very important subject for Moshe. He gets involved, there are two different types of chatzitzas that could be. There's a chatzitza that is stuck onto a person, and there's a chatzitza that blocks a person, to the water from getting there. Instead of Moshe, Peldig, you say that the geto of Mokum Mugula, either one is a chatzitza. Something you're stuck on, or something that's blocked is a chatzitza. Masha'ekin, base a starim, if it's blocking it, that's not a chatzitza, only if it's stuck on. Says, I'll bring you a raya. The loch will get you in Sivchav Zayin when your mouth is closed. The loch is, it's royal be the spine, ain't be the makeres, and therefore it's no problem. Where's the water getting inside? Your mouth is blocking it. So, in fact, the Achoinim, the Chonin writes on the Sugim Kedushin, Tzarchi, the water's not getting there. So, that Moshe is the difference. If it's Elchanami, a case of a sticker on it, that's Chatzitza, you have a bayah. It's only blocked, your mouth is closed. That's no problem. My students are going to argue with the Yisrael of Moshe. So like the Baal HaShulchan, he brings down and says, I don't understand what Moshe is talking about. As Kavono, where's he getting it from? He has an interesting raya, we can answer the raya. He said, I don't understand. All the lapas, we don't go with the Moshe. They want to ask the case of closing your mouth by the mikvah, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Eventually, the water will get, if you don't hold it tight, you stand inside the water for a week, a month, it'll get there. It'll eventually seep in. That's why. It's hard to get there. A garment's not getting there. You go in and out right away, but it's hard to get there. But Moshe says, no. He says, one time when a person's holding somebody else, that's not a problem. It's only blocking it by base of star. My makom kula, it is a problem. So Moshe says, a chiddush over here, that depends what's happening. If it's being blocked, not a chatzitza. They get a base of star specifically. Therefore, they get this case of, no, it's only blocking. It's not a chatzitza. It's not stuck in over here. A fifth reason they want time, maybe the case of this eye device is only a case of roughly. So these four or five different reasons over here, the place can make a mikkel on this eye device. Building upon that, take one simple nafkamino, is contact lenses. Upon this form, say we take our contact lenses. Not worse in case of months, file if we remove it. But let's say you forgot to. What's the look in that case? So come along with motion, says the contact lens floats around your eye. It's not stuck there. And therefore, he says, it's not a chatzitza, but it's a storm over here. And therefore, b'di evid, it's called the tefillah. No, the contact lens is inside the eye. And one time when you close your eye, that's definitely get a base. It's a halal of eyes, it's a halal of base of storm. Though you can say to get a noy over here, another say one time the muck was wet, it's not worth putting your hands out the mikvah and getting wet over there. But one of the main stars the Moshe is coming from, it's not stuck on over here. The Maisa, the Messiah's Moshe, they told him it's not true. The contact lenses are stuck on. So he says, first of all, they told me it's not stuck on. If it's true, it's stuck on. I agree, about it's chatzitza. No, I said, I wore contact lenses when I was young. Hard and soft, it's not stuck on. So whatever Messiah's Moshe says over there, it's not so, floats around the eye. It's going to be a constant lens that floats around the eye. They said, they wrote to him, it's vacuum, not Machlan's vacuum. It floats. It moves, your eye moves, it moves, it has to move. It dries up, no problem. That's why it's very liquidy, it floats around in your eye. When you move your eye left, it goes left, it's not stuck on, it's clearly, if you wear contacts, it clearly floats around your eye. You lose it sometimes, it can go stuck up there, here. It's in, floating around. So the mice, they told me, in the massage motion is vacuum, he said, that's so, echnami, but it's not vacuum, the mice put him in water. Mice, I'm sorry, the Lumos Pais can say, the fact that you have your sleeve that's only on top of it, that's a massive kiddush, we're not clear where you're getting it from. The etim inside the sugir, it's lenoy over here, the fact you take it every night, especially clean off the lichlach over here, give a bayah, and therefore the other one time, even with the evad, go back to mikvah, mitchas yitzchak, of Schoenberg, of Yashim, of Nashani, the Berkowitz himself, passing down a combination of the Marakoyin. Maisa, come on, that's a shlishi, of Shlomo Zalman, and he wants a machalik, the different contact lenses, even in his day, it's only now that people wear for a long time. We'll get the sugir of a long time, based upon the sugir of Zichron Yosef. That if you leave it inside your eye for a long time, it's not a good of chatzitza. Says a shomazam, you take it out every night. Fine, it's bayay. Plant it out, clean it, chatzitza. You leave it in for a long time, it's not a chatzitza. Now, what is a long time? Shomazam is brought down, and he said a year. But Ulman said the gedra is 1 week. So they go on the same mahalach, and we'll get to why the numbers are switching over here. But there's a third mahalach in between. Maisik and Vesa, but we take out of context. All Noshim know they take it out. The evidence is well what to go do, but Maisik, we take it out, like a tequila for sure. Now, that's the Gerit Techlal of your eye, the Gerit Techlal of your mouth over here. So again, we'll get to Lach later on in Sefla Meches, that you shouldn't hold it tight, you have to leave it loose. And it's where you have water get inside, each one onto his own mahalach over here. Now, the question is, first of all, do you have to clean your teeth? Is there a din to go do it? So the Shach, in the Bach, that's true that by Amsu Rebbe, the bone left behind is Chatzitzo, and therefore it's an Eitzah Toiva to go brush your teeth, to clean your teeth. So the Shach, not an Eitzah Toiva, it's Midinoi, you have to, it's one of the locks of Chapipo, make sure your body is clean, and therefore all the Svam go like the Shach, you have a din to clean out your mouth. A din. Now once you have a din to clean out your mouth, use a toothbrush. What about dental floss? So it seems the Svam argument sees if you should use dental floss or not. The certain Svam say, of course it cleans itself better. I'm about to go use dental floss. So the Shani, where Vos brings it down, all they say that when you use dental floss, it sheds and rips. Then if you have it stuck between your teeth, it's like putting fossil there, at least it's a big problem, and a woman can find a day too later, what she did 2 days ago, the her tefillah wasn't chal over here. Mice are really passionate what type of dental floss you're using. If you use one that the only one I think uses Johnson & Johnson, does not rip, doesn't shed, there's no problem over there. It's not really being an issue over here. The placement do say, but let's say this is an issue who flosses every day. Therefore, SMG is marked with what's left behind. And the cooling arm on Medina, she has to go do flossing. And it could be even marked in the tefillah. It's Mira marked over here. Therefore, everything is about it, she has to floss. Now, the negated teeth, per se, among the swarm, the gate to Halal, as far as I can tell, there are 30 different cases floating around over here, the gate to the Chatzitzes by teeth. I just focus on the main ones, not go through all 30 cases over here. First case, a regular tooth that they started dentistry, let's say, a few hundred years ago. Beforehand, they didn't really have the case of dentistry. But a regular case of a tooth that's loose over here, shaking, can come out, or even to come out. Is it like the sugar of Eber, Boston, or Mududalas? That's Chatzitza. A teeth that's medoldal is nechle get a chatzitza. Also like your bellus, part of your body. A loose tooth, what's lach in the gerit to a loose tooth? So come out all this form, go, that in the standard case of loose tooth, be very loose, but myself, people leave the teeth in as long as they can, as many years as they can, even though it's very loose. They try to leave it in, I've seen it myself, they get it to me, the people, we try to leave it in as long as they can, we'll take other medicines to make sure it's there. However, it sounds like the Eber medoldal, I'll probably say it's not being yoinic, and we can take it off without any problem. You'd rather take it off. Just don't want to cut off the rest. Hurts other ways. Here, Batsim, you try to leave it. You use it. You keep it. It looks better. People seem to leave it as much as they can. Unless Kamala's farm, it's massive pain. It got to the level that you just can't handle anymore. That's mamish aiming to take out, and yet, especially if you have an appointment, then the farm can evolve, and maybe it's nechle get a chatzitza. The garment's part of you. The garment's part of you, and that is a big tool among the paiskim. But standard, most loose teeth, the paiskim say, not nechle get a chatzitza, it's chelik of the goth. Negar to false teeth, fake teeth. So the fake teeth that are at least first bikfias. Example, I have a twin sister. I knocked out two of her adult teeth two separate times, and now she has two false fake teeth right over here. That's their bikfias. The question is the chatzitz negar to the mikvah. I'm sorry. And negar to my son, I knocked out his baby teeth a couple of times, but that's baby teeth. But negar to my twin sister, she has fake teeth over there. Come away the chachmasot, the place coming down, it's part of your body, it's no, you leave it there forever, person not makbid, and the vad is not nechle get of chatzitza. That's partial. They get the false teeth that you take out every night.
What about the
sense of that noy is not enough? It's not, again, noy is what? It's also part of the body, it's more than just noy, it's chelik of the body. They get the false teeth that you take out every night, you put inside a jar. So that's the paiskim mivada. That nechle get a chatzitza on the body. You take out before going inside the mikvah over there. Or chashulchan the paiskim. Afterwards, bring it down. They get to fillings. That means you have a tooth that has a cavity. You drill, fix up whatever's going on over there. You put a cavity inside. So first, a cavity that's there bikfias. You can leave it there on meiv esrim. Come on, chach mazadim, and also the binyan seal or from there being down. It's a chatzitza. Pella.
Cavity is a chatzitza.
Cavity
is a hole.
Cavity then with filling inside. The filling of the cavity that comes along to the chachmazon or chener, it is a chatzitza.
Can't take it out.
Oh, and now what they did in those days, I'm not sure. But first, that's the chachmazon of Benincian says they, any cavity you have to take out. Come along, the place will come along and say that was dafka in those days. Where Be'etzem, the idea was that if you had a nerve that was being revealed, whether it's a root canal, whatever the case is, it wouldn't blow its massive pain. So they put a filling there, not because they actually ate with it, it was sticking out, you didn't enjoy it, you were machbid, it bothered you, except you rather had that bother you than the nerves being blown by the wind causing it massive pain. So the filling there was not, it would not help you eat, and it really bothered you. But it's worth it. Mashenking today, our fillings, it's smooth, it's nice, bother the teeth, you don't sense it, don't realize it, comes part and parcel of the person. And therefore, the one time that when it's bekvias, has nothing to do with the Chokhmah Zadim. Anyone stops Chokhmah Zadim in the early Tzion, they point out that was in those days. That concept is not negated to our days. That's negated to bekvias. That's clear. And therefore, women do not take out their fillings out of bekvias. Now, the question is, let's say a person had a filling of bekvias and started cracking, broke. So the question that they discuss is, what do you plan to go do? You plan to take out the other half and then make a new one? You plan to fill in? You plan to take out? You have chatzitza there. You plan to fill in? It's not a case of chatzitza. Now, negate a filling that's temporary. That means what happens? If you ever had a root canal or work in your teeth, what happens? At first, you dig out, you put a filling that's temporary for either to see if the teeth take it over here, or you want to do more work over here, or you have space the week or two apart so your teeth don't get so infected over here. So you have to put in the filling, and they do it on purpose, and not all work can be done at one time. Something like that does because it's not convenient for him, but in general, usually it's the correct way how to do certain procedures. So you have a filling there that's temporary that you plan to take out. So the question is, nichlin get a chatzitza or not? So come along, Moshe, we're discussing the Zikr Plumba, the Yisrael of the Zikr and Yosef. Now he says, a geder of the Zikr and Yosef, if it's lip ba'ovim, it's a chatzitza, it's ma'am ruba, it's not a chatzitza. That's the first Pesach Tshuva, saying Pshat and Mechaber. Come along, Moshe, we mentioned already, as you say, what does it mean, it's ma'am ruba? What does it mean, a small time? How do you apply that practically? What is a long time? So Moshe's Yisrael is, it's not a numbers game. Moshe says the Yisrael over here is, what would you do today? And that means you had the filling put in the body the dentist today. Would you take it out tomorrow when you go into mikvah? Go to the dentist and say, no, I'll leave it in for a week or two. We want it there. Mahachas. So the idea is, negate the challahs, he says, but actually you might make challahs once a week, once a month, once a year. But if you make challahs today, you'll take off your ring. That's the negate of the father. If you won't ever take a ring, that's his mamruba. But the negate of the father is, what would you do if it happened today? Like I personally never make challahs for a year. I only make it once a year after Pesach. But what happened? Make challahs today or take it off. If I had an appointment today, I would not take out the filling. The Rebbe Moshe said, negate a filling, the negate of his mamruba and the foreman, the negate is what will happen if I had an option today. Or the situation came up today. It says I have to leave in the filling for 10 days. Not a chatzitza. Therefore, dich negate, you study this mamruba. Aleph. A second side of Moshe and of Liash also brings down, negate the fillings. A lot of times, you really just, at the end of the day, you're just switching fillings. This is temporary. You have to keep doing more work and then put another filling or another cap, something else there. So, basically, you're not machbid to have this mokum being magulo. You're machbid on this filling to get a different filling because you have to do more work over there. So, Moshe, there's no akpada on having the mokum magulo. So, that's not a chatzit to the mokum magulo. I want the mokum to be mechusa. Just I'm going to switch what I'm covering it from this bandage to that bandage. That's not a chatzit over here. Therefore, Moshe says any filling, any temporary filling, is mutter. No problem at all. And Mr. Yaakov, no problem at all. This is one malach over here, all temporary fillings is mutter. Asad HaSheni, again mentioned, was placed on the side of Ramesha, said the Gedel of Omni, sometimes as Mamruba means a long time. A numbers game. The question is, what number should we go with? It's coming to Chalkis Yaakov, and says, since the Sugya based on Starim is the Gedel of a Durabonim, and we see what makes something being part and parcel of something is the Sugya of Kosher, Hilchot Shabbos, Simen Shin Yud Zayin. In Simen Shin Yud Zayin, something that's less than a day or less than a week is nichel in. For now, it's mutter to undo a kasher. Something more than a week or a month, the price coming down, that's nichel get a drop on them. And the Raisa, 6 months or a year, or 6 months or oilam. So come along to the Chalkis Yaakov says, since we see by a kasher of a drop on them Shabbos, and you're discussing get a drop on them, there is 7 days. Here also, if you are filling in for 7 days, it's not a chatzitza. Goes together for 7 days. Shom Zalman, and B'yashiv says the Chachim do 30 days. Shasat Chak, 7 days. Why 30 days? Because B'ikri Paskin, to make it up on is still only is 30 days. Now they'll say 7 days to a Machman Shabbos, but maybe they get over is 30 days. Tzadah Shlishi, or Parashuchon, the Klaizim, we're going to say, no, it has to be 30 days. No Shasat Chak, at least 30 days. Tzad Revi, Avneza says, Keshav Dereisa, well, like a Ben Yeruchim, that's 6 months over here. So we have different numbers. Is it 7 days, 30 days, 6 months, but basically they're coming from the same idea. applying keshet over here, that makes it part of something, and therefore there'll be nichla under the head of the zichron Yosef of the Zman Merubah over here. By counting said a year over here, said 30 days, and Shachar 7 days. I'm not sure how he, why, where it went. As Chala Shlishi, come along the Eskosh of Chag Kiyevki, and say, Mishen Chaznish? No, it's always Chatzitza, if it's a filling. There's no Zman that makes it. Yishalom what to diminish the sugi of Kesher to the sugi of Chatzitzar. Yeah. So it comes out first, Halacha.
That's
all, what?
Not
that, I don't know, they asked him the question. Maybe he understands the Yosef in a different way. But it comes out there are three sheets over here, and they get the fillings. It's always Mutter Ratzari, or Moshe, or the Ime. It's always also the Chaznish, or how most of them seem to go with the numbers game, and Be'ikka sounds like 30 days. That seems to be the number. That's why most people go, they'll get it of 30 days by the case of Beis Hasharim. Now, once we have 30 days, so the question is, what to go do if, let's say, she has an appointment in 10 days? What is the Eitzel? So they're being done from Shlomo Zalman, and I heard Rav Reuben Mark Cohen given shir, and Berkowitz is over, something called Aroma. You tell the Isha has to stay inside her mouth for 2 months. Tell the husband, tell her after 10 days, she has an appointment the next day, just happened to work out that way. She thinks it's there for 3 months. There's no problem, because she thinks it's better than part of her body. It's not nichol get of a chatzitza. The thing is, if it's a dentist, that she has to do a lot of work, a lot of time, by the third or fourth time, she'll really figure it out. There's some haroma going on over here. It won't work that well. A little less. In the coming, she doesn't figure it out. But one of the eights, as I say, is tell her a certain number, and most dentists know this already. They know, you have to ask your well, the mice will leave me 3 months, and we'll talk about it privately. That seemed to be the decent dentist I go to, seem to know this halacha already. Now, there is an interesting question when it says 30 days. 30 days from what? Is 30 days from when you put in the filling? Which I would have thought that's to get over here. See, a Berkowitz said a tire ago, to get it from the filling. But numerous places can say it's 30 days from the going to the mikvah, which is a chiddush over here, but that's what Shlomo Zalman and the Ashim and the Baal Shulchan says, to get it 30 days from the mikvah. There is a question 30 days from what's man referring to over here? What? That's how they write it down. Again, I would have said another way. I would have said from the filling. I'm asking. I'm agreeing with you, just pointing out, they disagree. Fine, that's negate to fillings. Negate to caps, same thing. It's for kviyas. Pesach says not a chatzitz of his man is there. Negate to if it's a cap that's for only temporary, the same machlokes, negate to fillings. Is it going to be motu, or is it arai? What's the lachlo here? Apply to this man, or it'll be a problem. Negate to a bridge, when people leave inside a metal part inside the mouth, that's the kviyas. Come on, Shlomo Zalman, the Asher, the place would say also, big fish, leave the oilum. Not necessarily get a chatzitza. They get the braces. Now, it seems to me that Hoga is that women before the chasa, they take off the braces and tell their friends it's beside the pictures. Fine. And then when their friends get married, they understand why their friend also took it off the braces. Fine. The mice, everyone takes it off. That seems to be the clear on Hoga. The question, do you have to take it off? So the mice is a question to Avosner and the Baal Shulchan, and they say if it's there for more than 30 days, like any filling, the mice, no problem over here. Come over, Moshe, and he, the mice, is machm over here. He says, Yesh l'chalik harbe between the case of a filling, case of braces. Filling your be'etzem is coming part of your tooth, and you come to eat with it, you come to go use it, and it sure is aimed to come off eventually, but the mice, right, that's the chalik of your teeth. Mashenki braces, no one wants it there, nobody. It's there for noy, the future, but right now it's not noy. There's no desire here. So the whole mohus of the thing is, something that's not wanted, not part of it, does not help you at all for now, unless it's what I'm saying, you're doing it mitzad that you need for health reasons. I mean, sometimes you might need great braces for health reasons, that's something else. You're doing it purely mitzad noi, that's not part of you. That's purely for an external idea, concept, you should know why people spend years and so much money on something like this. That's not part of a person. And therefore, they want to say it's the opposite, and therefore, Moshe and Shomazal and Vyash would say, it's a baya and again to go to the mikvah. Therefore, the halacha seems to be that we take off the braces before the chasna. They gave it to a retainer inside your mouth. If you ever wore a retainer, yet before you have braces or round braces, that avada is a chatzitza. You take it out before, you take it out when you want to eat. You take it out all the time. They gave it to plaque. People have the teeth plaque. So people go to the dentist every 6 months or a year to remove the plaque. So it seems like people are mapped to get it off. Especially, let's say, she's going to the mikveh tonight. She has an appointment with the dentist tomorrow to remove the plaque. So the place we discuss this. Sheesh, what?
What is plaque?
It's stones that somehow, something that's there that you're removing when you go to the dentist. That's very minute, but it's there. The place can say the fact that we leave it on and really doesn't bother us, soon we get a mirch and a machbid. I have an appointment tomorrow, that's how it worked out that way. And therefore, since everyone leaves it there, all the whole world, eventually you take it off, and listen again, Miyachin Machmed, and it's part of, but more than just that, it's part of the person Be'etzim. Sending it discuss the case of stains. I mean, some people by Machmed, you know, the dentist take off the stain, but stains are part of the tooth itself. And they get your toothpaste, they say you have to make sure you use toothpaste, get rid of it. It's there, it stays upon your teeth, and therefore it is Ma'akim the work in getting there, is Nichol Geder Chatzitza. Fine, so those are, I think we mentioned 15 cases, but actually among the Sram, 30 cases, I in the Sram, and go pages and pages in the gate of our Sigur. Building upon the idea that in the Chalal of the teeth is Bayel Chatzitza, come along to the Shulchan Aruch and brings down three Anhogas, two of them gate the Chalal of the teeth. You have Anhoga not to eat Basar on the day of the Mikvah, because you have, might be the Basar gets stuck between your teeth. This is Chalal after Royal Abilis Mai. One Hoga, Minig Yachal, not to eat Basar. A second thing says the Mechah, says the Ramah, is not to eat after Mechitza, before the Tefillah, after you do the act of Chafif over here, also inside the idea of the Chalal Beis Hastarim. And once you have two Anhogas, Ramah, and the third Anhoga, also the day of the Mikvah, not to touch things of Betzak, of dough over here, or Shaiva that get stuck upon your hands. That means he threw in the third thing out of the other two things, nothing to do with Beis Hastarim over here. Now, take each Anhoga, how to apply it practically. First, the anoga of not to eat the meat on the day of the tefillah. Where's the mamokim for that Indian? Says they're going, it's a sugin chulin that kuf pei negay to waiting 6 hours. Over there, it says the Rambam, the reason why a person has to wait 6 hours after eating basar, because basar benish naim, the meat gets stuck between your teeth. Therefore, the halacha over here is that we have a minig yafa to have a chash of being basar benish naim, and therefore women do not eat basar the day they go to the mikvah. If that's the mamokim, the day you're going to the mikvah, or 6 hours before you go to the mikvah. Says Shmir Shabbat Chasai, once we have the locha of 6 hours, Sarachin, maybe Dafka 6 hours. One Shiloh. Another question they asked on Moshe, the locha is, let's say the get is the day. In the winter, the day is 10 hours. The summer, the day is 14 hours. Well, Basa stays longer in the summer than the winter. So 10 hours of mice isn't off. So come on this farm, and they want to answer both questions over here. They said that the locha of after 6 hours, the boss is not bosser anymore. It's still Ben Ishnayim, but not the locha bosser. Difference the whole day. The idea of Mitzad, the idea of summer and winter, was 10 hours, 14 hours, says the Beisharm, we go together as a day. Therefore, what's the locha? The Chavetz Chaim writes in this farm, Kol Hayoyim. The whole day we don't eat bosser. Before anyway, Makar Chaim says this, Beisharm brings down in the Daka Shuva. And all this farm bring down the lochas all day. That means the whole day, if you want to have meat for breakfast, the Isha is going to make for that night, we'll not have meat for breakfast. That's the minig yafa. Now, what happens if Isha starts eating meat? How much 2 weeks ago I got a phone call from Isha. So you said, I started eating meat, can I continue? Says this farm, the fact to continue, this time we might get bus of each time, next bite might get bus of each time. Next bite, I got to ask her, but you're eating, and you didn't have fifa, and you didn't go to the mikvah yet, how can you eat? Like, what's wrong with eating? Like you can eat also, that's two, the two anhogas. She didn't know the locha can't eat after chafifa. So I told her both. She's a little bit taken back by that. But so you can't eat meat after, she's after chafifa, it's a pillow. Fine, so practically, mice, once you start eating, the locha is you can't continue eating over here. Now, some of the swam would say, let's say if you don't eat meat, everyone's around sitting down, they're having a lunch together, and the people realize the reason why she's not eating meat is because she has a mikvah. And we get to the end of the simon, the mom brings out. The Hanoga Kleisel tells Sigurd Sneas not tell people that we're going to the mikvah. Therefore, can she eat meat not to show people that she's going to the mikvah tonight? To come on the swarm, they say that Getter or the Ma is not that people should not find out. It means you should not tell them. Don't tell them. A lot of people find out. The Balnit knows, right? The secretary knows. See, you meet your friends in the mikvah. So the people, the fact that they find out, you cannot go tell them. And therefore, when some of the fact they'll find out, there's no way of eating basar. However, but let's say you can be embarrassed by the fact that they'll know they're going to the mikvah tonight and you're not mature enough to understand this concept, you're young, or people act that way. But Be'etzim, it's a concept that there's a chesaron in them, but that they, Be'etzim, Mavoyish over here says this form, V'losh of the Ba'al HaShulchan is, V'gadol kavod ha'briyas ha'doichi yisur v'drabonon, he's a minig yafo. And then with this form being down, Shem Kalsi, Chochoni, all this, and of course, she Mavoyish over here, about she can eat pulser. Say maybe not only basar, you eat maybe other things, chopped meat that are better. But if either you that you can't eat, I'll push for you. When after seeing your busha, I'll sneeze there's no hatter, because you're not telling them. They do say, let's say Isha is weak, because she has to eat basar for health reasons. So look in the gate to 6 hours, because Shuvah brings down, that the law is you're allowed to eat less than 6 hours. You also, if you're weak and eat basar, that's health reasons. Of course, you can eat basar. They say, unless she has false teeth, take them out. So then the person will say, you can eat basar because you're not going to have teeth in the mikvah. There's no problem over here. Now, let's say you did eat meat. Can you go to the mikvah? So the taz, the place can be down from the taz, that the evidence that you already ate is not nichon together of chatzitza. Just clean out your mouth well. And says the taz not clear what's the lacha of amazed. Ma'aseh Chochma Zalim says whether she's a shagging, whether it's amazed, not ma'akad tefila, it's only minig yofa, she can go to the mikvah. Now, once we had this halacha that we don't eat meat, what is nichon together of meat? So, first, meat means basar behemah, that's clear. All about chicken. So the Lashon Rambam, when discusses a wedding 6 hours, he says the baya of say basa oif and basa beimur, that both of them may be basa ben shinayim. So basa ben shinayim applies to the case of chicken. I've looked around about 40-50 different sources to speak out whether it's basa beimur and basa oif. It seemed to me a little bit of a lack of idea by Lashon. There is no difference. I have not found that one sefer says he can't have chicken. The law applies number one to meat, number one to chicken. Is no difference over here. Negeta chopped meat. Among the lumdus over here, what he machmer chop meat is usually not stick between your teeth. Ma'ase kamam b'sram, they say sometimes it does, but maybe nichel get of like plug. Therefore, whether it's nichel in the minik per se, not yishlodna, but ma'ase not all this from go to machmer that even chop meat is nichel in the get of meat, not mechal that meat will make any difference over here. However, let's say you have a case of tashul shel basar, chicken soup, or the potatoes from the chulent, tashul basar, kamam the mekar chaim. I brought down by the Dr. Chuva and the Vicar of the place come along and say there's no problem. The gate of potatoes, we're not worried about that. I use a flavor. The negate of maybe 6 hours, not negate to our sugyo. Sending the discuss the gate to the marrow bones. That's a shuman that comes out the fats over here. That's not boss of etzim. Therefore, they bring down the chidah and the place can go that way. And therefore, the won't cause a chatzitza. Therefore, you can't handle the day going to the mikvah. They do say, can you take meat and chew it and give it to your child? Just like the Lachan Simpei Tess in Yerodea says, you can't do that. You also know the din of eating. The Bayah Bikir is chewing over here. Give it to not chewing, give it to your child over here. In the gate to liver, Kaved, I see the Bikir is forming Maisa Machmer. We should get involved with why that's so. Does he really get stuck over there? Maybe he's part and partial of Bosser, so that's how the Sikh of Life book. The Swam seems to be Machmer. Mash came by the case in the gate to meat, fish. Say fish, the mice is not meat. The deck cloud does not get stuck between your teeth, number two. And number three, the interesting Mincha Sitzchak, he throws in the third svara, that there's the numerous chuvas negate, what happens if Isha cannot go inside the water? So there's one that Isha they discuss, can you take fish skin and cover the Isha and put it inside the water? Well, there's a Gemara that says that Dogma is B'yosha min amayim, and therefore it's Mim B'minoi, and Mim B'minoi is not Chaitzitz. Now, the Paiskim won't come out, we do not go that way. But to the Mincha Zitzchak, no reason what you make on the gate eating fish. What happens? Fish gets stuck between your teeth. Fine, maybe Mina, it's not choice, no bayah over here. Fine, most Paiskim say no problem. They do get about maybe the bones of fish not to eat. But the gate to fish, also no problem. The gate to eating hard cheese, also don't get stuck between your teeth. It might get stuck in your mouth, but all the things get stuck inside your mouth. So first, it comes down to Maisa, what you machmerin. The basic comes out four things over here. Comes out meat, comes out chicken, comes out liver, in the case of bones. That's the swarm baker can come out. Now, once we have these four things, what about other things that are not nichel get of meat? Should a person be machmer or not? So, it seems to me maybe a machlokes among the swarm. Not clear it's a machlokes. That means there are certain swarm, right? A Vosner, a Marcoy, and others come along and they have a whole list of things not to eat. I tell you, for example, don't eat popcorn. Don't eat regular corn. Don't eat corn on the cob. Don't eat oranges, don't eat celery, don't eat mango, don't eat sunflower seeds. And if you want the best way is eat it during the week yourself. You'll see a couple of hours, it comes out from your teeth, it bothers you, it's there. Or even orange, it's stuck between your teeth. Is orange meat? Orange is not meat. Right, tapuz is not meat. But about it, it's the idea, the concept, building from this mechaber. Tzadashini, the Isis, Tzadashim, the Chodeshani, or Ashtrova, they come along and say, have a little hoist, if you're meeting up on meat. And on other things. Now, not clear, are they arguing? One discussing practical, and one discussing halacha. Could be that both agree, of course don't eat an orange, of course don't eat a celery. Celery is stuck between your teeth. They're just one discussing the halacha, one discussing practical. If you know, Anisha knows, or Tom Meno, they have this, their problem with their teeth, and their fillings, or things get stuck over there. Echnami, don't eat these things. That will cause a problem of having a chatzitza, you find it afterwards. popcorn will pop out 6 hours later. You might have to go back to the mikvah over here. I'm still the Rebbe. Now, even if you brush your teeth well, again, I know myself, I can brush my teeth well, and a piece of meat will come out a couple of hours later. That's a geta meat. I know the geta celery is the same problem. The geta orange is the same problem. Now, it really depends upon your teeth, how far apart they are, how bad they are at mosque. It really depends. Over the years, my teeth have changed due to we get older, and I see myself how things change. Now, the geta eating basa, what days are we discussing not to eat it? So first, during the weekday of Adnat, come on the Taz, and bring down, however, on Shabbos, you can eat meat. That means you do chafi for Erev Shabbos, wants to eat meat on Shabbos, called the mikvah, on Motzei Shabbos, saying there's no problem. The question is, what's the avonah of the Taz? For the idea of eating meat on every Shabbos, the words of the Mishabur, it's a mitzvah, it's not a chiyah, but it's a mitzvah. So if it's not a mitzvah Shabbos, there's no meaning yafo. But the ma'aseh, every person has oinig. Men might have more oinig for meat, but women also have oinig. They've had oinig Shabbos, you can't have meat over here. Now, negate to meat is saying there's a heter. What about these other things that were machmer in popcorn and celery? I see that your Berkowitz and such safe and nothing real, so you should not have that on Shabbos. Now, nearly, if it takes away the person oinig, so it's not worth the case of meat. Some people like the popcorn, so it should be the same idea. You might have meat, push you might also in case of popcorn, you should not worry about it. Now, let's negate to Shabbos Aleph. Negate to Yontif, meaning Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Sukkot. Kamal Litazin says there is no difference. Even more in Yontif. Yontif is a din of having Basar. If you want the first Chuvim Kiveger, Simon Aleph discusses that women have a Chir of having Basar on Yontif. Now, the Paiskim want to argue with him, Kiveger, maybe Yishlodin. But the Maisi is, he said the Chir of Noshim, after eating Shavuot, Simchos Shavuot. So, find Maisi, they also have a myth they can eat Basar on Yontif. What about the Chalamoid? Is that nichel the get of Yontif? So the Swarm point out, it's not that clear how far to take the Taz. Now those who might want to be machmer. How big the Swarm say, the Pashas is, the person has Basar on Yontif, who would in every man is a mitzvah having on Chalamoid. And therefore, just like a man and lay should be in the same idea, and whether it's a sugi of simple, it's a sugi of oinig, and big the Swarm say, Chalamoid is the same aloha. Shabbos, Yontif, Chalamoid is no problem. The get to Purim, actually someone asked me this past Purim, could I have meat at the Suda, Purim Suda? So, come on the Paiskim, and they point out, if you learn the Sugya, Lechud is more of a chiv having Balsa on Purim than having on Yontif, according to Mishnah Berurah. Yontif, he says, it's only a mitzvah, it's an Indian. Actually, on Purim, I'll probably say it's Mintino over here. There, the Bada Shulchan and Sefer, come on to the Vadi, you can't have Balsa. And the Malumi points out that those who argue with him, he still said the Vadi, that's a loch, we pass, you can't have Balsa. There's an interesting tshuva by the Knei Paisim, who wants to bring a raya to this. He said it before, Mishnah Berurah. This is the Mishnah Berurah Siman Tov Kuf Chof Tes, the end of Hilchos Yontif, that brings down its Tshuva Beis Yaakov that's brought down by the Be'er Eitim. The words of the Mishnah Berurah is, we should be agiv atzmo b'nei Tshuva shloi le'echel bosom le'lishtos yayin. Someone is holding himself back mitzat Tshuva not to eat meat and not to drink wine. On Chanukah Purim, Shabbos Yontif, chil le'echel v'lishtos. On Shabbos Yontif, Chanukah Purim, chil to eat and drink. You look up the Tshuva of Beis Yaakov, discussing a case of an Isha who was Rachmon Letzlan, smothered a child in bed with her. And mitzat shuvah, the Beis Yaakov said, you should fast all year round, not having bolser, not having yayin. However, on Shabbos and Yontif, Chanukah Purim, you should have bolser yayin. The Gerit in Isha, they're saying, I'm Purim, not bolser. So the Knei Boisim received from over here a raya that women should have bolser on Purim. Women, if that's so, they're supposed to have bolser on Purim. Who didn't love tefillah, they could also have bolser. Now, what comes out from that? Chanukah now. Right? The question, can you have Chanukah, you can have Basar or not? So come on, Kohen Knei Boisim, the same exact way, the same Mishnah Berurah, that women can have Basar and Chanukah. Now, it sounds like the Chiyah of Basar and Chanukah, the Moser HaMilch is the Chanukah, the Tumul, and those who are being down the Beis Yaakov, that people have to have Basar, maybe like a Shavuos meal, start off with Milch, go to Fleishiks. My story, I think, by Chanukah, we discussed this sugya, that's like a snapshot in the Mishnah Berurah of the Beis Yaakov. It means not to hold himself back, but to have no Chiyah to have Basar. When Maisa comes out, the Indian of having Basar also Chanukah. Again, we asked the question of Nevin Tzolah Chanukah. He said, no, not the load of the Basar Chanukah. And they get to Lel Tefillah. Well, but on Rosh Chodesh, this Yerim says that he has to have a suit on Rosh Chodesh, a mitzvah, and if he shall, Yerim writes Basar. Maisa, we do not pass this way. No simple on Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh. There is no Indian to have Basar. Well, but Moshe Shabbos, if we learn Daf Yomi, Kofi Tesla Beis, Rav Gizan HaMaisa, that to have Basar from Lav Malka, Moshe Shabbos. Could Isha on Moshe Shabbos from Lav Malka have Basar? If you're coming to the 9 days, the Pesach can say the 9 days from Lav Malka to have Basar. What to Halacha to have Basar?
So Moshe says that Maisa and Hogam is Manazeh is not that Mosor by Mulaf Malko. And therefore he said that not that we make up during the 9 days, because there won't be any heter also negate to Asmulaf Malko Shaboy. Maisa comes out and negate to what days, what cases also you have to know the cases. Just when you say Shaboy. Maisa, what comes out inside the day Shaboy is that Shabbos yes, Yom Tov yes, Chol Moed yes, Purim yes, Erevim Kippur the place can also say the Maisa yes, you cannot Mosor. What is Mesopic, not clear, is Hanukkah is not clear, Motz Shabbos is not clear, is Sukkot also not clear, I'd answer Sukkot, and finally we'll discuss it even, and Motz Yom Kippur also not clear. What they say before, not, is Rosh Chodesh. Oh, now what's these, we have the days over here, what about, it's not the day, but it's your own personal Sudas Mitzvah. Is that the same idea? I mean, there's no Inin of Simcha, or Inin, but it's a Sudas Mitzvah over here. Is what's mattering, is the Mitzvah being mattered? Or it's what being mattered, Bosser, it's not Simcha, not boss, it takes away your simcha, it takes away your oinik. What's the heter in these days over here? So somehow, some odd reason, on the page, no one discussing the Sudas Mitzvahs. So you have a case of a chasno, you have a case of chair brachas, you have a grismilo, you have a case of a pinyaben, you have a case of a bar mitzvah, you have a case of a siyum. And why is it not brought down over here? So we can say, either way, it's not brought down because of Vada, yeah? Or Vada, no. You have two ways to understand. What take out the taz? Maisa, for the past 30 years, I've been doing shuvahs about it. Before 30 years, I only found one safe to discuss it. Otherwise, no one else discusses it. Maisa among the swarm is very clear. Chetzi go one way, chetzi go another way. And every single case is a machlokes. And really, the state of the question is, what is the avon of the taz? Is the mitzvah, there's no minute the offer on the case of a mitzvah? What he said over here, no. And therefore, it applies to even any mitzvah shavai. What he said over here, it means that simcha no'inig, la'adak yavachim, simcha no'inig, by any Sudas mitzvah. So again, those who are mekel is a vosner, the Shmir Shabbos, the Chodshani, the Marakoyin, those who are Machmas, Shar, Yashiv, Knei Boisim, and others. Again, if on the one list, we'll go through every single case, but that's what comes out, it's Machlokes. The second halacha over here brought down in the Ramah is the idea not to eat or drink after the case of Chafifo. Sorry, clear that. Clarify that. Not to eat after Chafifo. But what can you drink after Chafifo? So there is a Makor Chaim that says Loi Plog. Maisa's farm say, why they plug? Vegetable drink, doesn't stick, doesn't stay around your mouth. And therefore, there's our MSM, because all the places go, not the way that drinking is not a problem, unless it's a very thick thing, natural fruit, has pulp inside. If I care, there are problems, they do stick around to your mouth, and those things, Maisa's person should be machmer. That means a regular drink is not a problem, but things that have a pulp to it, or thickness to it, that can get stuck to your mouth. By chafifo, you should not drink that afterwards. Now, what happens if a person did chafifo, and then eats afterwards? When I was sure, so I did chafifo in my house, I was going to mikvah, my wife gave me a piece of cake, so I can't eat after chafifo. So that's crazy. A maisa, I can't eat after chafifo. So a maisa, a shoya that I know of, that were Berkowitz and a Vosna, and a shiva kossi, a shiva bazan chelikimel, that Isha, she ate after chafifo, she went to mikvah, came out, she found nothing afterwards. The lacha was, they both passed me up to go back to the bitayim. A Berkowitz passed me to go back, and a shiva kossi passed me up to go back. The way the Badai Shulchan, the art coming down, we have a loka in Siv Chafei. It says, by basis storm, we find nothing afterwards. We assume nothing was there before. And therefore, there's no Bayah by basis storm. Hashis is against what says Shulchan Aruch. So the answer is Shevikasi and Shuvan and Berkus are very simple. That's because we're not sure. But based on would be Mekel. Metzias is, anytime people eat, the next 10, 20, a half hour, there's always. You drink a bottle of water, it'll always be left. It's all left behind the backwash in the water. It's there for sure. It's not like we're mesopic. We find nothing afterwards. We'll say it wasn't there before. And if you go to the mikveh right away, if you do not wait some time, of course, how long is time? An hour later, of course, it's not there. I'm not sure how long the time is. But if you go, you eat something, and then you go to the mikveh, there's certainly things inside your mouth. It's clear. If you want to eat cake, you brush your teeth 20 minutes later, there are things still there. An hour later, maybe not. Maybe your mouth naturally takes care of it. But it's only the things that are there. What? They would brush their teeth. Yeah, those are the little pieces that can die and they'll get a back bottle. Can die, yeah. Therefore, they're saying to go back. That means not eat after the chafifo. That means don't eat. Even could be b'di'evet. Now, when a person makes early Shabbos and wants to have the suda, they did chafifo early Shabbos, made early Shabbos, could now they have the suda and go to the mikvah at 10 o'clock at night after the suda? Is that a problem? Well, no problem, Maisa. Just like we said, but both of the Shabbos is mutter. So maybe they see the Shabbos as a second will also be mutter. Just like the Taz is Mekel on Basar, let's be Mekel on the Suda itself. You can't eat after Chavifo. Maisa is see the Tyre on the back, and the Chav Masada being down, the Pikeman, no shaykhs. Maisim was to chafifa. There's a minig yafa, but this is a halacha. This is a din not to eat after chafifa, even though you plan to brush your teeth afterwards. Maisim will not come a chalko there, and the halacha is you should not eat afterwards. However, said the svar, but let's say the situation you made Elul Shabbos and you're supposed to eat by somebody, be a massive busha, or in the cases of other tzarek gadol, orchim are coming to your house, kudaima, other situation, then means that the busha shabai, then the place can't be mekel. That means in a standard case there is no heter. It's that busha come on the place can. The Bada Shulchan, the Riyashim, and others, the Maisa and Mekel. The question is, how far do you Mekel? Are you only Mekel the Suda, but not a Basar? Or we Mekel even in the case of Basar? This is from Zalman, or Rav Padova, he said only in the case of what the Suda. People won't realize you're not eating Basar, don't eat Basar. What's the Hetta over here? A Basar goes this way. And Shashem Lusha says, once you have a Hetta to eat, you eat in the case of Basar. Maisa and Suda Shabbos over here, or you eat in the case of Basar. So there is a Mavuch over here, how far to take this Hetta, B'mok and Busha. It's time to make early Shabbos. I mean, this is Kosh Mamish last week. You can make early Shabbos and stop eat and then go to the mikveh afterwards. Some say we don't do that. The third Anoga brought down over here in the Ramah is idea. No, but even if you brush your teeth afterwards, even if you wash your mouth afterwards, still we don't eat after chafifa. Oh, no, yeah, clean out your mouth. No, clean out as well as you can. Every savior here gets involved how to use a toothbrush on Shabbos. That means the Moshe, the Truman says five things. It says you can get a toothbrush for Shabbos, after sugya should not be open to chol. You should not use water by aschita, not use toothpaste after machek. He says not to wash it underneath water afterwards after sugya vachono. He says make sure your teeth do not bleed. Once you have those five, very simple. Brush your teeth on Shabbos. Mice, if you want, there are toothbrushes here that are from Shabbos Kosher Innovation, that have toothbrushes made miyuchad for Shabbos. Usually they take all the questions, plus they have also on it, it's a rubber thing, that's the bayaskito, it's miyuchad for Shabbos, kudaimo. Plus they have toothpaste also, that's a liquid they sell. Actually, the swarm store in Gula has it, they sell it. Kosher Innovations have, you should buy maybe every Shabbos. And the only question in the case of a mikvah.
What?
What?
Does it work?
Sorry?
Does it work?
Yeah. Actually, the person who developed it, he told me, I was involved in trying to get Tashkocha to it, he told me we developed for people who have sensitive teeth. I realized it was very good for Shabbos. Forget it, wasn't developed for you, and they took it. Actually, I brought to Rav Ruman to bring it to Tobiash to show it to him, and he said it's not good for Shabbos, because he had a whole different halakha, he was against it. So totally mechol. But the mice said, because Rav Ruman said, because he held everyone will stop bleeding, and therefore it's always a biopsic ratio, because he had bad teeth, it was very sensitive. But otherwise, Rav Ruman said, that's Mr. Mutter, and that's how the lava shkoch is on it, no problem. Fine, third on Hovah is not to be eating of things that might be stuck to your body. Now, the case over here that's brought down is the case of Neir Shal Shaivo, basically a case of wax over here, and a case of Botzer, a case of dough. So the question is that these two things, or it's everything? So here this form is very clear. It's just an example. It means everything that might get stuck to you. The other day, say, for example, Isha who does waxing, they put on the parts of the body to move here. Matthias, they say over, is when you do waxing, there's glue that'll be stuck there. Do not do waxing that day, the mikvah the day before. They say do it a couple days beforehand. They say don't touch any glue in general. Glue stays in the body. Play-Doh, plastina, case of paint. I do see a little bit of an argument among two svarim. What's the loch of things that are only chazusa? Is it also nichol from over here? Then it can be almost time that you should not peel potatoes because you have chazusa left behind. Menashe can say why? Might smell chazusa. Might be something anyway. And loch chazusa is not a problem. Come on, the svarim say, let's say this is your parnosa via kaitana. You have to isik in plastina. You have to be isik in glue. That's part of your job over here. Come on, the svarim say, myself parnosa did not put on this hanoga this chumro. They do maybe advise put on gloves and be practical about it. There's no halacha mitzvah that's your panos over here.
Why are you
not required
to put on gloves?
What? Now the question, let's do the other way. Let's say you put on gloves. Could you now make dough? Let me discuss today, we have mixers. So the mice have mixers. No touch the dough here. So what's the problem of being basic in dough on the day going to the tefillah? So first, the fact they have mixers. Somehow, the reason I've mixed in my house, it still gets all over the house and gets on everybody. So mixes do not stop anything. But still, mice is still, we have an organ not to use, though it gets around every place, whether you have gloves or a mix over here. However, let's say it's L'Kovid Shabbos. You're making challahs. Everyone knows the local simulation in Bayes that brought down, could be the one that comes of Ezra, to make challahs miyuchad for Shabbos. The fact that you buy from the store says it be aloha loy shapir abdi. It's an incorrect thing to go do. As someone will say, why are we doing it for? They want maybe answer that our challahs are not bread, it's made b'yuchad for Shabbos, or they want to tell you the store tastes better than your wife, which can design sometimes depends on who is making it, if the kids are making it, or the wife's making it, can design. To my sense, they want to get about how around the b'yalocha, but there's certainly there's an Indian covered Shabbos to make challahs. So the covered Shabbos, you want to make it Friday night, you can make challahs on Friday. So where the Chochbazodim and the Chavetz Chaim and the Sefer and Nutchei Yisrael being down, if there's no one else to go do it, then Eich Nami she can make challahs. I we have the Hongo, no one else, the covered Shabbos overrides it. Maaseh, most people do not take that Lashon if no one else. They go to the Lashon of the Tyre. If the way make challahs, make challahs, no problem. It's covered Shabbos, just like we have had to covered Shabbos, the Passover. We have had to covered Shabbos to make challahs, no problem. That's how most people go. And in that case, they say, eat the Tyre to wear gloves. Let's be practical over here. Let's wear gloves over here. Now, they say the covered Shabbos on case of Friday. Let's say her Derek is make challahs on Thursday. Says from the covered Shabbos be the same hetter, even though she's going to the mikvah on Thursday night. Same concept. Now, I said the case of challahs. The point is to say lavak challahs. Means the words are any batzak, any dough that you're making, you want to make cake, be the same exact halach over here. Again, sorry, it might have some odd reason. When it gets all over, everybody's every place. It depends who's running the house. It's like in every yeshiva, there's machlokes who owns the yeshiva, the bachum or the rosh yeshiva. In my house, machlokes in the house, who runs the house? The parents or the kids? The kids say they do. Especially when they get older. You should know that. Come on, you have a bunch of kids older. The masculine. Okay. Fine. Might just to end off, it's going a little bit late. Just negate. I know I'm going to be yes in the next couple of weeks. What halacha is negated to the 3 weeks? So make it very simple. There are six halachas negated to the 3 weeks before we get to 9 days. And they're very easy. The four halachas that negated to spirits only that we apply over here. Number one, we have no chasnas, which the Medina seem to be helping out with us right now. Number two, no haircuts. Number three, no dancing. If you need for exercise, that's after health, something else. Number four, no music. Those are the four things that have a sphere we take over here. That's right, the four ideas we have all available. The two sofas we have over here is number one, we do not make a shechianu, unless it's a case of, let's say, Shabbos. That's how it seems to be done. Hago. Now, when I say shechianu, meaning, after this, Mamash past couple days, 30, 40 times, we buy things. There's no isser buying unless you make shechianu. Therefore, it depends. Let's say you're buying a suit, and you're not going to make shechianu when you wear it, and no buyer buying a suit. If you're not going to buy a car, but the bracha you make over here is a toiv ha-meitir, not shechianu, because it's for the family, the Moshe is no problem. It's for you yourself personally to buy a shechianu. If it's a yeshiva shekhar, you can make a bracha at all. Fine, each one on their own. But a baya is a bracha shechianu. The baya is not buying. If things that you're buying, you make a shechianu, you have the issue. You not make a shechianu, you won't have the issue over here. Make again the getter a shechianu. The sixth halach over here is the idea of sakona. Besides for what's going on in the world right now, the pandemic, we have a special halacha, ketiv miri, in sakono, which sportan shabonach should not walk alone at night. An idea of not hitting your children, certainly not hitting your spouses, that's nichol against sakono, certainly for the fourth and tenth hour. And then we have a special idiom not to go swimming a place that are sakono, not do any specific action like grappling that might lead the get of sakono. We know the thing means that it's to go sakono. That means the get of 3 weeks comes out. There were four standard halachas and two other things, shechianu and sakana. That's all baker that's come down by the Paiskim. One more thing, a stam was brought down by the Mishmui, ends off the simin, you should be masabal. You should realize that not just halachas over here, the words of Mishabruah is the chol pachas a half hour. I've told people today, do 30 seconds. I used to say 5 minutes, even that I get a hard time. So I say 30 seconds, a minute, sit down every day. Masabal, you have to realize what we had, what we lost. We had the Beis HaMikdash, we had the Kohanim doing the Avoda, Levim having the Shira, we had the Kfar Shemayim. That's the whole point of the 3 weeks over here. So at least every day, sit down 30 seconds, a minute, try to miss Abel, recognize what our chesroinus we have and what we lost and the Kfar Shemayim that we're going to have this man as that. Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll go through the Lachan Sivchav Hei, Sivchav Vav, and Sivchav Zayin. All one sugyo of Beis HaStorim. We'll come back to the Mikvah.